Chapter 9. Then, Michael, and Sariel, and Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from the holy place in the heavens upon the earth, and saw much bloodshed on the earth. And all the earth was filled with the impiety and violence which had befallen it. And entering in, they said to one another,
"The voice and the cry of the sons of the earth are ascending to the gates of the heavens."
And they said to the holy ones of the heavens,
"The souls of the humans are appealing to you, saying, 'Bring our case before the Most High, and our destruction before the glory of the Majesty, before the Lord of all lords in majesty.'"
And Raphael, and Michael, and Sariel, and Gabriel approached and said to the Lord of the ages,
"You are our great Lord,
Lord of the ages,
the God of gods,
and Lord of lords,
and King of the ages.
And the throne of your glory is for every generation of the generations of the age.
And your name is holy and great and blessed for all the ages. For you have made all things and have authority over all. And all things are manifest and uncovered before you.
And you see all things, and there is nothing which can be hidden from you."
You see what Azazel has done, who has taught all iniquity upon the earth, and he has explained the mysteries of the age, which are in the heavens, which the sons of the humans were striving to learn.
And Shemihaza instructed humans in spellbinding, the one to whom you gave authority to govern all his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of the humans of the earth, and they have mated with them, and have defiled themselves with the women.
And they have explained to them every type of the sins, and have taught them to make hate charms. And now, behold, the daughters of the humans have borne sons from them, giants, half-breeds. And the blood of the humans is shed upon the earth, and all the earth is filled with unrighteousness. And now behold, the spirits of the souls of the humans who have passed away are appealing to you. And their moaning has come up to the gates of the heavens. And this moaning does not cease to emerge from the presence of the unlawful deeds which have come upon the earth. And you know all things before they come to pass.
And you see these things, and you permit them.
And you do not tell us what we ought to do with regard to them on account of these things.